Geneva. He said, Geneva, will you go with me a minute? She said, yeah, brother, what is it? She said, well, I just want you to go with me a minute. And she looked over, Geneva looked over at the old door and said, sis, pull that old chair there up from under Mama. Said, make her get up out of that old chair. I said, will you please shut your mouth? I said, this is the only chair I've got in that I can sit in and rest. And I said, there ain't nobody going to pull it up from under me. She said, I guess we will. So early she comes and said, Mama, get up out of that thing. Said, it ain't fitting for you to sit in. I said, well, thank you for the compliment. I said, I bought it just about a year ago, and I said, they fit for me to sit in. I said, I sure am hard on my old clothes, ain't I? And she said, Mama, you heard what I said. I said, yeah, I heard what you said. I can't find them.
Can't find
them? The slips. With the, what I mean, the slips with the...
With their names on it?
Yeah, with their names on it. I had it the other day.
Maybe you'll find it by next time.
But anyway, she said, Mama, please mind me. Said, in fact, let me get it back here and brush it off. Said, I want to dust it. Said, you haven't dusted it a good bit. I want to dust it. I said, thank you. You're bragging on my house cleaning again, Mom. When she said, I hadn't dusted it.
Mm-hmm.
She said, Mama, you heard what I said. Have you got a whisk broom? I said, yep. Got one hanging up over there. But she went over there and got it. Pulled the chair back, way back. That bed wasn't sitting there then. I had another old divan sitting over there then. Then she went over there and pulled it out, dusted it off. And then I heard my son say, open the door! Yeah, my son-in-law got up and opened the door.
Yeah.
And they said, Roy, do you need any help? Then I began. They was carrying this big old chair in.
That is just, really, that is a gorgeous chair. I don't know how they got it in here. It's big.
Well, I don't know how they did either. It took three of them to get it in here.
Yeah.
And
what did you say, anyway?
I didn't say nothing. I just sat there and looked. And they brought it in, didn't it? Said it. They said it right about where it's sitting right now.
Yeah.
I can pull it back just a little bit and sweep under.
Yeah.
But it's sitting around like here. I went to cry. And Jackie, she's about 6 years old. She would have tickled you to death. You could feel sorry for her to me. She'd come and put her arm around my neck. Nanny, we didn't mean for you to cry. Said, we want you to be happy. Said, Nanny, we didn't want you to cry. Said, please be happy. She couldn't say happy, you know.
Yeah.
Please be happy.
She didn't understand what was going on.
She didn't understand because I was crying.
Yeah.
And then her Uncle Roy got up in the arms and said, Jack and Janelle, do you know that's why your grandma's hoppy? Said she hoppy, as you say. Said she's got shed a few tears. Said that's what makes her hoppy.
She probably still didn't understand.
I cried every time he'd go up anywhere. We was in CC camp. Every day he'd come home, I'd hug him, kiss him, and cry. He'd be gone 5 or 6 months at a time.
Oh, a CC camp.
Yeah. Oh, that's where they trained boys to learn to be a soldier.
Oh, I see.
And he got so much a month, he signed up for it when he was 17.
Huh.
And he worked for me and his daddy until he got this woman to work for her.
Oh.
But now he still... And I,
go ahead, tell me. Finish telling me.
Now, what was that talking about?
You talking about the chair? Finish telling me
And my daughter went in and got the big cake my daughter-in-law did.
Oh, a cake. Oh.